Well, he is the maverick federal MP from North Queensland who spent five decades in state and federal politics. Bob Katter's career is not without controversy, along with some colourful moments like this one.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
That's Bob Katter there. Now the member for Kennedy has been honoured with an official portrait inside Parliament House in Canberra. Joining me now in the studio is the acclaimed artist behind the work, David Darcy. Now, I must try and give a bit of a description for listeners, or maybe it's better for you to describe this portrait of Bob Katter. I was just looking at it again. So this is Bob Katter. It looks like standing in front of maybe galvanised iron, is it? He's in his suit and he's got his hat in his hand, David.
Absolutely. The challenge with this portrait, I mean, Bob's such a colourful character. I knew that he was going to be the centrepiece, but for me the challenge was to convey 50 years of politics and how do you represent in one picture that longevity? So for me, I use the corrugated iron as a symbolism of that longevity. It not only represents his constituents. You know, they're all farming. There's miners. It's the outback of Australia, and we all kind of identify with that corrugated iron as being part of that. But it also represents Bob and that longevity. And as he's been there, he's aged.
And this corrugated iron, it's a really deep colour, isn't it, David?
Yeah. I actually went into Charters Towers and I did a little bit of a reconnaissance the day before I met him, and I thought I want to see if I can find somewhere that, you know, like with an old kind of weathered looking background. And I went down this alleyway and I saw this iron. I thought, oh, this would be perfect.
And what did Bob think of this idea?
So Bob actually gave me free rein with this. He when we first met and I spoke to him about it, I said, are you going to let me have the artistic freedom? And he did, which was an amazing thing for him to do, to not kind of manage the painting in any such way. He just let me kind of use my artistic ideas on it. And the hardest thing with Bob, I mean, everyone knows, he's just like, he doesn't want to sit still. So I thought if I could get him away from, because we shot a couple of pictures and that at his house, and then I went, no, I've got to take him to that location. And as soon as I took him there, it was like he puffed up like a frilled neck lizard. He was in his element. There was a couple of people on the streets. They were all waving at him, and he just came to life for me in that moment. I thought, yeah, perfect. That's what I want to represent.
So I'm interested in this sitting process as well, as it's called. He's standing in this portrait. Do you like to talk with the subject, or are you trying to get on with what you're trying to do? How do you manage that, David?
I think there's the hardest thing, first of all, you want to kind of build a rapport. So I went round to Bob's house in the morning and we chatted a lot and we talked about art, and you just slowly build up a rapport. You know, you also, you know, as an artist, I'm just looking and trying to find those identifying features, because you, again, there's a public persona, but you're trying to find that little bit more depth. Mm. So you spent time, we had lunch. Come 3 o'clock, I started to go, okay, I need to get some work done here, because I only had the one day with him. And so then I started shooting some pictures at the house, but he was just getting, you know, like all his staff were there and they're asking him questions and he's answering this. And I thought, he's so distracted. So that was me. I thought, I'd just put him in the car, let's take him into town. And I got him away from all that, and it was just one-on-one, and that's when that kind of moment happened for me. I thought, yep, I've got something here.
And when did Bob Katter first see this portrait? Because it was unveiled yesterday. Did he see it prior to that?
No. So that's the surprise. He's the first politician in history not to approve his own portrait. He gave that approval to his wife, Susie, and it was lovely because I had a really good rapport with Susie as well. She cooks a lovely mean roast. And I kind of showed it to Susie, and it was nice because Susie had said to me the only thing she really wanted was to show Bob's strength. And that was there was a given to have him there standing. You know, I just thought Bob sitting somewhere didn't kind of work. He's confrontational. He stands up for himself, and that's what I wanted the portrait to represent.
So you got to look at his face yesterday. What were you gauging from his reaction?
Well, I mean, as an artist, you're waiting to see how a subject will see the painting. And the nice thing for me, there was a lovely gasp from the audience, and then I just looked across and saw Bob with that big cheesy smile. I thought, okay, job done.
And talking to people around Parliament House yesterday and again this morning, people love this picture. It's really kind of captured people. Were you picking that up yesterday, David?
Look, as an artist, you're hoping for that. Obviously, you want people to like your painting, but you've also got to kind of block out that noise sometimes. Mm. For me, it's a really serious job to be done, and the longevity of the painting, it can't be just something that should be for now. In 50 years' time, you want to think people look back at it. And so for me, it was that, it's part of his office, it's part of his standing, but I also wanted a strong painting because he's a strong character. I knew, as soon as I got told the commission and they said Bob Catter, I just went, you beauty. Like, he is, as an artist, he's the kind of person you want to paint because of that character, but also doing it justice, not just make it silly or,
David, I must ask you as well, how did you get into art? Because there's quite an interesting story that's not really a traditional path, is that
no,
right?
No, I've had a mixed career. I loved my art as a young kid, and I followed the arts, and then I went off and did a few other things after I left school, and then I picked up a camera in my mid-20s, and then I published books for 15 years on dogs, and I shot Red Dog, and I had a great career as a photographer, and then about 9 years ago, I just had this itch my whole life that I wanted to have a go at painting, and I picked up a paintbrush, I started painting, and within a couple of years I'd been selected for the Archibald. Then in 2019 I won the People's Choice at the Archibald. I won the People's Choice here at the National Portrait Gallery for the Darling Prize, and I thought, I can actually do this. So it's a pinch myself moment when I got this commission. I said, to do this, I know artists wait their whole life, paint for 20 or 30 years to get this, so I'm pretty chuffed to achieve this within a couple of years.
What's next for you?
I don't know. You got a guitar?
I wish we did, actually. That'd be a great way to finish the show.
I tried to sing in school. I was terrible. No, it's not happening.
Well, David, congratulations on this portrait. It has been very well received, and it's quite a commission for you to get. Good luck with what comes next. I kind of get the feeling we might be talking to you again.
Thanks, Sally.
David, thank you. That's artist David Darcy, who was commissioned to paint this portrait of veteran member of Parliament Bob Catter.